morning, folks. Rise and shine. You're listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And this is Amy's Kids Show, and it's another Saturday morning. And I am so happy and honored and blessed and just so excited to be here in the station with you today. We are going to be celebrating a special subject again this week. I know, we're going to do it again, but this time with a twist. I'll tell you all about it in just a second. Hold on, folks. First, let me tell you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. Oh, I love it when the doggy sings along with us. Because actually, well, guys, don't be sad, because actually today we are going to continue celebrating canines. Yes, we are. I know last week we celebrated canines by celebrating our puppy friends, our dog friends, right? We had a lot of dog songs and just so many dog songs. In fact, I don't even think we had time for a story or anything. There were so many dog songs. And so we had a great time celebrating canines in the form of dogs. But do you know, after the show last week, I got a phone call from my good friend, Dr. Rose. Now, Dr. Rose is my friend, and she is a dentist. And she called me up, and she said, you know, Amy, I was listening to your show, and I was wondering if you could take some time to celebrate that other very special kind of canine that I don't know if the children know enough about. I think they should maybe learn a little bit more about their canines and how they grow and how to take care of them and all of that sort of stuff. So I'm going to let you guys chew on that thought and maybe ponder what could another kind of canine be. And if you really want to find out, you can do what I'm about to do here after a couple of songs. I'm going to get out my dictionary, and I'm going to look up the word canine. Does anybody have a dictionary at home? We can look it up. Canine. Now, what does it start with? Canine. I'll let you think about that, too, because there are two different letters it could start with. But to look it up in the dictionary, you have to know which one it starts with properly. All right. Well, good luck, guys. Figure out different ways to spell canine, different things canine can mean. Boy, we're going to be twisting and shouting and twisting our brains today. Thank you for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Let's get started.
It's 80 pretty degrees of the breeze. The sun's out, the surf's up, the top's down. We're moving and grooving with that canine Caruso. The harmonious owl, the musical love, that don't rate me doggy. I'm talking about the singing swing and spring spaniel, Webster, the singing dog. Here's Webster and the ragtops.
Webster is my dog. He rides in the front seat with his head out the window and his tongue in the breeze. Webster, the singing dog. Webster, the singing dog. And he sings along with the radio on. When he's not on television, then he's out in the sun. He ran for mayor of Cincinnati. He almost won.
Webster, the singing dog, and he sings along with the
stir the singing dog sing to me.
Beethoven, one of the great composers of all time, Ludwig von Beethoven. This little melody called Fur Elise. I don't know who he wrote it for, but one of the things I've often wondered about this song, I've often wondered how long I'm supposed to play this part of it before I come to this part of it that goes like this. But one of the neat things about Beethoven, if you think about it, let me tell you, listen to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All he had was 8 little notes, just 8 little notes, but oh, what Mr. B did with do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, lo. All he used were 8 little notes, just 8, count them 8 like these. He'd mix and match and hatch a batch of catchy melodies. Now I could take 2 notes and come up with nothing of note. Mr. B took a G and a flattened E and wrote fantastic. And all he had was 8 little notes, just 8 little notes like these, which goes to show that one man's scale is another man's symphonies. Just 8, but he wrote 9 symphonies and also some great quartets, quintets, fugues, and sonatas, plus an opera and a few cantatas, using only 8 little notes in a row. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
Right, folks, so we were busy celebrating a couple of canines there to start out the show. Of course, we had to celebrate Webster the Singing Dog. And 8 Little Notes was sung by Ralph from The Muppet Show, if anybody knows that famous canine, Ralph, from The Muppet Show or The Muppet Movies. He was singing about 8 Little Notes, and the number 8 actually does have something to do with our other canine. Does anybody know what the 2 types of canines are that we are celebrating today? We are celebrating the dog variety, but dogs are only 1 type of canine. Here, look what I found in my Webster's School Dictionary. I looked up the word canine, and what letter does that start with? Some people start it with a K, right? But You know, when they invented the Webster's Dictionary, they had to come up with a specific way of spelling things, because otherwise you couldn't look words up, right? In the old days, there was no specific way of spelling things. People could spell canine however it sounded, right? Which could be a C for some people, it could be a K. Both of those letters would work back in the old days, but when Webster invented his dictionary so that people could look up the meanings of these words, he said, well, geez, we need to have a specific way to spell it. Otherwise, people won't know if they should look up canine under K or under C, and they'll be looking all around the dictionary trying to find the definition. And this way, if we know that it should always start with C, then we can look it up. And that's really the reason why we need to spell things specifically. There's no other reason, I suppose. We can sound them out, sound out the words if we know what the letters can sound like. So let's start with K9, C-A-N-I-N-E. It has the word nine in it. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but K9, C-A-N-I-N-E, it means of or relating to dogs or to the family that includes the dogs, wolves, jackals, and foxes. So it's a family that includes dogs, wolves, jackals, and foxes. How interesting. So it means resembling a dog or being in the dog family. That's one meaning. And actually, later on, we're going to have a story about one of those dog types. We have a story that includes a jackal. Is that interesting or what? You don't hear jackal stories every day, but they are related to all the other doggies, the foxes too. So that's pretty cool. So the second type of canine, because there is a second definition here, number two, C-A-N-I-N-E, can also mean a conical pointed tooth situated between the outer incisor and the first premolar. So a conical pointed tooth. It's a pointed tooth. Did anybody guess tooth, right? A canine tooth. Now, which ones are your canines? Well, to find out, I recommend that if you have a mirror handy, why don't you go get it? Or if you can hear the radio near the mirror, go stand in front of the mirror and look in the mirror while we talk, because I'm going to show you where your canines are. So first of all, if you smile at yourself in the mirror and see your nice long teeth, right, you should have on the top row of your teeth, you should have 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of flat teeth that make sort of a wall in the front of your mouth. You can run your tongue along the back of them, and you can feel that those first four teeth in the very front on the top are flat on the back. Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah, mine feel flat, pretty much, with a little curve, but they're pretty flat, like a wall. Now, on either side of this wall, sort of like spires in a castle protecting, right, the castle, the towers that are for protection, our pointy teeth on either side of that wall, there's one on one side, and then there's another one, if you put your tongue on that one, on the other side, there's another pointy tooth. So those two pointy teeth are called canines. You also have two of them that are canines on the bottom, too, that are in similar spots. But they aren't quite as pointy and pronounced, usually. But you can find them if you run along the bottom of your mouth and the bottom of your jaw, and you'll find there's four flat teeth down there, too. And then off to the sides of them, pointing up now, are the two canines. So we have four canines. Let's see if you can find them. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, two on the top, two on the bottom. So those are our canine teeth. Isn't that interesting? Now, some of you listening out there may have had a little bit of trouble following us in the mirror. And there are a number of reasons for this, because while teeth are wonderful, wonderful things, and they help us eat, and they help us talk, and they're just so great and beautiful too, we don't always all have teeth, and we don't always all have all of our teeth. We might have some and not others, and especially if you are a little kid, out there, and you're fairly young, you may have looked in the mirror and found some missing teeth. Or maybe if you're a baby, maybe you don't have any at all. Or maybe you just have one cutting through. That's what they call it when those teeth start to grow. They have to cut through our gums. And that can hurt sometimes for little babies. So babies like to chew on things like little chewy toys and squeaky toys and pacifiers and sometimes even food and things to help chew and help push those teeth through the gums, because when they start to grow, right, they've got to pop out, and they pop out one at a time, and usually it's these front flat teeth that pop through first, which is pretty exciting to see. And so if you're a baby, you might look in the mirror right now and not see any teeth or only see a couple. And if you're around 7 years old or so, you might have already gotten all your teeth to grow in, but now, ay, 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 you're losing them again. Ay, ay, ay. And that can be quite exciting when you lose a baby tooth. And the reason why children have to lose their baby teeth is to make room for their adult teeth, their permanent teeth, the real ones that are going to stay in their mouth the rest of their lives, especially if they brush them and floss them and are really careful. kids are going to be losing their teeth and then growing new ones. And that's super exciting, because when you're a baby and it happens, you know, you don't really usually remember that much when you get older. But when you're 7 or 8 years old and you lose those baby teeth and then you get the new ones, you remember what that's like. And so does anybody remember what that's like? Or maybe it's happening to you right now, to lose a tooth, right? It gets wiggly at first. It starts to wiggle. It's like, that's strange. And then it wiggles a little more. And then before you know it, it's wiggling so much that it's hard to think about anything else that's going on in life, because this wiggly tooth is just always there, wiggling, especially when you try to eat, right? And so you could wiggle it. And the people have different theories about what to do once your tooth starts to wiggle. So I've got some really fun wiggle songs, and especially my favorite ever wiggle poem. This is by Rebop Records, and it's Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle Till Your Tooth Gets Loose, Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle All Day. Some say tie a string around it like an itty-bitty noose, but I'd rather wiggle, wiggle, yeah, wiggle it away. I'd rather wiggle, wiggle, yeah, wiggle it away. Can you tell it's my favorite poem? Because I've got it memorized. So I hope that you enjoy it, and we're going to celebrate wiggly teeth and teeth in general, and especially those special canines. Thanks for joining me.
Wiggle. A funny thing happened on my way to Bean 4. My friend and I was dosy-doing on the barn floor when we heard a man tell us to Alaman right. We didn't know directions, but we ran with all our might. Lydia ran one way and I ran the other. When we realized, we left and ran back together. Before I knew what happened, we had smack-bumped heads, and my two front baby teeth was hanging by the threads. On that barn dance stay that my tooth got bashed, I knew there's better ways to lose a tooth than getting in a crash.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle till your tooth gets loose. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle all day. Some say tie a string around it like a little bitty noose, but I'd rather wiggle, wiggle, yeah, wiggle it away. Rather wiggle, wiggle, yeah, wiggle it away.
Now a funny thing happened on my way to Bean 5. My friend and I was swimming, I was learning how to dive. He taught me how to hold my arms and bend my knees. He taught me how to close my eyes and count 2, 3. So I closed my eyes and I pointed my head, and before I knew what happened, I had hit like lead. First my mouth hit the diving river I left behind. My bottom tooth before I hit the water just fine. On that swimming pool day, then my tooth got fast. I knew there's better ways to lose a tooth than dive and dive crash.
Wiggle, 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 till your tooth gets loose. Yeah, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle all day.
Thing happened on my way to Bean 6. My friend and I was tired of playing pick up sticks, so we pushed my bed aside and we rolled out the mats. We did cartwheels and backflips and acrobats. I only wanted to be good at somersaults. I told my mom my bloody mouth was not my fault, but before I knew what happened, I fell on my face doing a too big trick in a too small space. On that acrobat day that my tooth got bashed, I knew there's better ways to lose a tooth than coming down crash.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle till your tooth gets loose.
Is gonna bring you.
Ew, it's bleeding.
Yuck. Sarah Beth has got a loose tooth, loose tooth,
loose tooth.
Loose tooth.
Sarah Beth has got a loose tooth, loose tooth,
loose tooth.
Loose tooth.
All day long with a finger in the mouth, and she's pulling it north and pushing it south. Sarah Beth has got a loose tooth.
Ain't it won't be.
But Sarah can't wait to have a new one in and grown. Sarah Beth has got a loose tooth,
and it won't be there too long.
Papa wants to pull it.
No, no.
Brother wants to yank it.
No, no, no.
Tie it to a doorknob.
Eat a piece of taffy.
Get a pair of pliers.
Wait, look. Sarah Beth has got no tooth. Sarah Beth's got no tooth, no tooth,
no tooth,
no tooth.
And all day long she's feeling at the space and wondering when a new one gonna take its place. Sarah Beth's got no tooth, no tooth,
no tooth,
no tooth.
That night when she went to bed, she put the old tooth under her head. The tooth fairy crept in while she slept, took it out and left a dollar instead. Candy and the soda and the sweets, and she brushes and she flosses, and she's careful what she eats, cause Sarah Beth's got a new tooth. Sarah Beth's got a new tooth.
Welcome back, folks. So we've had some very dramatic music with kazoos and everything and things banging to celebrate losing baby teeth, losing, the child teeth, the children's teeth that kids lose as they make room in their mouths for more teeth. They're actually going to have more teeth when they're finished getting their permanent teeth to grow in. And it's quite exciting, which is why we have this dramatic music in the background. I feel like we're in some kind of adventure movie. And that is exactly how it feels to be growing teeth and losing teeth. And of course, today, celebrating teeth, celebrating a special kind of tooth called a canine tooth. How many do we have? Each human has four of these canine teeth. Pretty exciting. And we also share our canine teeth with some other canines on the planet that we're celebrating. You never know what we're going to celebrate here on Amy's Kids Show. Every Saturday is a complete surprise to me. And I don't know. I hope it's a surprise to you, too. Maybe some of you had guessed. I don't know. Some of you are pretty smart out there and forward-thinking. All right, so here we go. Types of teeth. We're going to learn a little bit more. See, everyone has several different types of teeth. See, my teeth are helping me right now in reading these teeth facts. Every time I say teeth and fact, I have to touch my teeth or that part of my mouth, right, to make the T sound. So everyone has several different types of teeth. There, that sounds better. Each type has a unique name and a different purpose. The teeth in the front of your mouth and the easiest to see are called incisors. Can you say that? Incisors. It almost sounds like scissors, right? Incisors. There are four incisors on the top and four on the bottom of our mouths. Incisors are shaped like tiny chisels with flat ends that are sharp. These teeth are used for cutting and chopping food. They are the first teeth to chew most of the food that we eat. Yes, it's the incisors that bite. Arr, like I'm going to go home after the show today and I'm going to bite into my muffin. I'm going to bite into a banana. And when I bite, I use my incisors to take that bite and get a piece in my mouth. Now, the pointed teeth on either side of your incisors are called canine teeth. People have a total of four canine teeth, two on the top and two on the bottom. Because they are pointed and sharp, they are used to tear food. Arr, right? If you're going to tear into something that's a little bit harder to eat, like maybe a piece of meat, right? You're going to have to tear into it. So you're going to use maybe that corner of your mouth to bite into it. Arr, and tear like a pirate. Arr. Tear that food apart. Well, humans have these canine teeth, but who else has these canine teeth? Well, we are about to celebrate some other creatures with the story that we have coming up. We have some creatures who are very famous for their canine teeth. Let's see if you can figure out who they are. We'll be back in a minute. But first, how do we take care of these teeth so that they'll last our whole life through? Let's find out. Dr. Rose wants us to definitely study up on these dental care facts. Thanks for joining me.
Your brush, or it might bite you back. There's nothing more disturbing than a toothbrushing attack. Brush, brush, brush your teeth, make them nice and clean. If you do it twice a day, eventually they'll gleam.
When you wake up in the morning and it's quarter to five, you're so happy, to be alive. You brush your teeth. 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 You brush your teeth.
Three, let's spit it out. Ready? One, two, three.
Spit it out!
Halfway there. Come on, keep brushing up and down, round and round. Keep your teeth healthy and your smile looking good.
Everybody ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Toothbrush steady?
Yes, it's steady.
Toothpaste on? Let's spit it out after the count of three. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three.
Spit it out!
Welcome back, folks. Are your teeth all glimmering and glistening after all that polishing? A couple of little warnings that Dr. Rose wanted to make sure that I mention from our dentist friend, Dr. Rose. Do be gentle while brushing. You don't want to brush too hard. You don't need to brush hard at all. Just very soft and gentle. Just the gently brushing around is enough. We want to be gentle with our gums, of course. which are the pink things, the pink parts of our body, the gums that hold our teeth in place. We want to be gentle. And also just a tiny bit of toothpaste, like a little drop of toothpaste is really plenty. All right. So speaking of teeth and polishing our teeth, did anybody guess what other animal besides the jackal we're going to celebrate? Another animal that is famous for their canine teeth, even though they're not a canine? They're not in the canine family, but they do have some very large canine teeth, and they're very famous for them. Tigers. Yes, tigers. We are celebrating tigers. We are actually entering the year of the tiger right now, according to Chinese astrology, but it's mostly because I have this amazing story. It comes from India, and in India, there are tigers roaming around, and there are jackals roaming around. And of course, there are also poor villagers, like all of us, wandering around with all of these wild beasts. And let's find out what happens with these hungry tigers and when they interact with the jackals and the poor villagers. So here we go. This is called The Tiger, the Brahmin, and the Jackal. Once upon a time, a tiger was caught in a trap. He tried in vain to get out through the bars and rolled and bit with rage and grief when he failed. Days went by and he struggled and eventually was just so hungry he just laid down. At that moment, by chance, a poor villager came by. "Let me out of this cage, oh gentle one," cried the tiger. "Nay, my friend," replied the poor villager mildly, "you would probably eat me if I did." "Not at all," swore the tiger with many promises and oaths. "On the contrary, I should be forever grateful to you and serve you day and night. I would take care of you forever. Just please, please let me out of this cage." Now, when the tiger sobbed and cried and sighed and wept and swore and promised, the poor villager's heart softened, and at last he consented, he agreed to open the door of the cage. "What a fool you are! What is to prevent my eating you now? For after being cooped up so long, I am just terribly hungry." In vain, the poor villager pleaded for his life. But the most he could gain from the greedy tiger was permission to go to the river for a last drink of water first, before he gulp had his dinner. On the way to the river, the poor villager met a jackal who called out, "Why, what's the matter? Poor villager, you look as miserable as a fish out of water." Then the poor villager told the jackal all that had occurred with the tiger. "How very confusing," said the jackal when the recital was ended. "Would you mind telling me over again? For everything seems so mixed up." The poor villager told it all over again, but the jackal shook his head in a distracted sort of way and still could not understand. "It's very odd," he said sadly, "but it all seems to go in one ear and out the other. I will go to the place where it all happened, and then perhaps I shall be able to give a good judgment." So they returned to the cage, by which the tiger was waiting for the poor villager and sharpening his teeth and claws. "You've been away a long time," growled the savage tiger. "But now let us begin our dinner." "Our dinner?" thought the poor villager as his knees knocked together with fright. "What a remarkably delicate way of putting it." "Give me 5 minutes, my lord," he pleaded, "in order that I may explain matters to the jackal here, who is somewhat slow in his wits and cannot understand what has occurred." The tiger consented, gave permission, and the poor villager began the whole story over again, not missing a single detail, and spinning as long a yarn as possible. Why do you think he's dragging the story out, huh? He doesn't want to finish anytime too soon. Oh, my poor brain! Oh, my poor brain! Cried the jackal, wringing his paws. Let me see, how did it all begin? You were in the cage and the tiger came walking by. Pooh! Interrupted the tiger. What a fool you are! I was the one in the cage.
Oh, of course, cried the jackal, pretending to tremble with fright.
Yes. Okay, so I was in the cage. No, I wasn't in the cage. Dear, where are my wits? Let me see. The tiger was in the poor villager, and then the cage came walking by. Oh, no, that's not it either. Well, don't mind me, but begin your dinner, for I shall never understand.
Yes, you shall, returned the tiger in a rage at the jackal's stupidity. I'll make you understand. Look here, I am the tiger.
Yes, my lord.
And that over there is the poor villager.
Yes, my lord, I think I'm following you so far.
And that is the cage.
Yes, my lord, I think I've got it so far.
And I was in the cage, do you understand?
Yes, no, please, my lord.
Well, cried the tiger impatiently,
please, my lord, how did you get in the cage?
How? Why, in the usual way, of course.
Oh, dear me, my head is beginning to whirl again, said the jackal. Please don't be angry, he begged the tiger. Oh, please, my lord, but what is the usual way of getting in that cage?
At this, the tiger lost patience and, jumping into the cage, cried, this way! Now do you understand how it was?
Perfectly, grinned the jackal, as he dexterously shut the door. And if you will permit me to say so, I think matters will remain as they were. The end. Well, isn't that a great story? dexterously was another vocabulary word in there that I thought was a good one. Dexterously, which means to be very, very good with your hands and very nimble. And that's what it takes to floss your teeth and to brush your teeth. You're learning to be dexterous, which is pretty exciting. But we had some other good vocabulary words, including jackal, which we found out is one of the animals in the canine family, as well as dogs and foxes and wolves. Those are all canines. And then we celebrated some canine teeth in that story, didn't we, with the tiger's canine teeth that he was sharpening for his dinner, which he did not get to have, apparently. And the poor villager got to go home and have his instead. So I like that ending. Thank you for joining me for Amy's Kid Show. We are finished with stories. We just have a couple of really fun songs coming up about other creatures who are very well known for their canine teeth. These creatures are very, very large, but apparently they have to take care of their teeth too. So they're going to tell us how they take care of their teeth. So I hope you're having a good morning, enjoying your teeth. And taking good care of them and taking good care of everything by having a nice breakfast. And we'll see you at the end of the show. Thanks for joining me.
Yo, my name is Rex. Rex, the dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
I'm a carnivore dinosaur. Uh-huh. Now, what that means is me and my buddies, we don't eat anything except it's meat.
Right.
And we're going to sing you a song about it. It sure tastes neat.
We don't eat grass or bugs or fruit.
Right.
When we want a snack, when we want a treat, it's gotta be meat.
It's gotta be.
I know some like to suck up seaweed. Others like to lick up or to eat. But we've got teeth. You know what we need? We need to gnaw on some meat.
I said, yeah.
chaw on this one.
And he flossed and brushed and swished and flushed all around and underneath. I said, Doc, I want you to tell me how to keep these choppers clean. He said, I'll tell you, son, it can be done. And this is what I mean. You ought to be done. I went back to the dinosaur valley. I brushed both morning and night. And the dinosaur clan all gathered round just to see my pearly whites. And then they asked me to tell them how to brush and floss just right. Now our teeth are all dynamite. With those great big dinosaur teeth, hard to get over and underneath. So you brush, brush, one by one. In a couple of days, you ought to be done.
We are at the end of Amy's Kids Show this morning. I hope you have started your Saturday off well. We've been celebrating canines and canines. All the different meanings of the word canine. And even some of the different spellings of the word canine. Can anybody think of a shortcut way to write canine? Using just two symbols? A letter and a number? Well, maybe you can chew on that for a while and keep celebrating your canines all day, I hope. Doing some good eating and doing some good brushing and flossing, just like the dinosaurs do, apparently. Can you imagine trying to clean dinosaur teeth? That would take a very long time. So, geez-um, next time that I'm spending 2 minutes brushing my teeth, I'm not going to be sad or upset that it takes so long because my teeth are actually quite small compared to dinosaur teeth. So I have a much easier job. So let's keep celebrating all the things in life that make things wonderful, like eating amazing, delicious food and talking and smiling. Show off those beautiful, sparkly teeth to everyone you meet. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, guys. Thanks for joining me. This is Amy's Kids Show. I will be back next Friday, and I'm not sure what we're going to celebrate. Let me know if you have any ideas. We might keep celebrating things like teeth, things in our body that are also made out of calcium. and rocks and minerals. That's sort of like the line of thinking I'm on right now. But let's see what happens, because lots of magic might happen during the week and I might have to switch the theme up. But right now I'm thinking of minerals and calcium and what other things they build in our body besides teeth. All right. Well, you guys have a great week. Thanks for listening and thanks for joining me. You're the greatest.
Webster is my doggy, rides in the front seat.